I gotta grind, won't stop. Hustle, won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go, go, get, get. Stay up by my business. Uh-huh. Ball till I fall. Say what? Toss until I finish.
Welcome back, my friends. Man, after the hiatus, I've been really trying to pump out some podcasts. I've kind of, I think I may have mentioned this earlier, but I've kind of readjusted the way I'm doing things and making this much more intentional rather than sporadic. So you'll see a lot more stuff. I have a list of guests that I'm going to have on that's coming in the near future that I think you'll really enjoy. And I just need to get more intentional about it because I actually enjoy doing it, whether people like it or not. I enjoy doing it. And again, my goal, if it helps one person or changes one person or gives insight to one person, then it's all worth it to me. So there's been I mentioned, I believe, a couple podcasts ago how hard 2023 has been for me. And it has been a grind in multiple facets. Pretty much every part of my life has just been a bit chaotic and a bit difficult, but it's been rewarding too at the same time. And we've had to endure a lot. We've gotten a lot of bad news about stuff. Our kids are growing, which is an interesting but painful thing, knowing that your time is limited with them. And there's just been some big changes. I turned 40, which I don't really care what people say. Like it's kind of a mind fuck when you turn 40. You're like, holy cow, man, half of my life is over. And you think about the last 40 years or 39 years and you're like, man, like it went really fast and crazy and whatever, but you can't go back and change it, right? So it's just kind of an interesting dynamic once you kind of hit that age, and I guess maybe you can call it a midlife crisis, whatever you want. But I was told when I was when I hit 30 that I would just start getting fat, and that's when all the weight turned on. And I was fat in my 30s, at the beginning of my 30s, but about midway through my 30s, I changed that. So at 40, this is where the results are, even though things have been difficult. At 40, I am actually weigh about the exact same as I did in high school, and I'm much more, I would argue that I'm much more fit than I was in high school. So to me, that's a blessing that I'm able to still do that functional stuff and still grind and do those things. But that was a choice that I had to make. And it's not always an easy choice because I'm just like everybody else. I like to eat shitty foods. I like to go out and do my thing. So as you know from the last podcast about the meat diet, like I've tested a lot of things over the past few years to see what I liked and see what would give me energy and those sorts of things. So as trying as this year has been for me and my family and our business and kids and whatever, there's been a lot of benefits to it, a lot of learning, a lot of growth, and a lot of just straight up having to persevere through shit. Everybody, you know, people think once you make it, quote unquote, make it, or once you're at a certain point that things start to plane out and it gets easier. And I thought that too, like we'd get to, you know, our business would be running and be running so great and smooth. We just get to kick our feet up and collect money. And that is not how it goes. And regardless, if you're a part of the day to day of your company, you still are the owner of your company, or maybe you're an investor or something. And decisions of others are going to affect you. So you have to be able to help people work through those. You have to be able to train people. You have to be able to kind of make sure that you're being a good leader. And being a good leader never stops. Like it's a grind all the time. And it's a hard thing to do because you are always having high standards. And when you're having high standards for yourself and others all the time, it creates a lot of conflict and it creates a lot of chaos. But It's just part of the deal. And the bigger you get and the more you grow, and it doesn't matter what it is, in business, for example, once you grow, you have to add more people. You have more income, you have more projects, you have more jobs, you have to add more people, and people oftentimes create headaches. And you have to be able to lead those people, and you have to be able to lead your leaders, and you also have to be a good follower so you can understand kind of what the processes are, what people are going through. You have to be able to listen. Like, there's just a lot more that goes into it than people think. And it's a grind, and it's hard. And even though you may not be physically doing all the work, the stress of the business, the stress of what you're doing can be overwhelming to a lot of people. And that's why a lot of people, when we get to a point in business and life, we kind of just go stagnant. And I've seen, you know, you see this in companies where maybe you've probably worked for one. And I used to be this guy, but when things went wrong, you're like, oh, I'll just get out of here. I'll just do it myself. And that's not the way you grow a company. And that's not the way you grow people. Like, the minute you start taking that authority away from team members, that's when the disgruntled team member shows up and like, why, like, he's an asshole. Like, blah, blah, like, why do we need, it just causes hate and discontent. You have to let people do their job and work through it and understand that there's going to be issues and mistakes. Like, that's just the way it is. I'll give you an example. One of our team members hit a building with our boom truck. And we just got the boom truck, and it ripped off a hydraulic line, threw hydraulic fluid everywhere, obviously damaged the building. It was just it's a bad situation all in all. Now, I freaked out a little bit in my brain. I did not freak out on the team member. Things are going to happen. We're humans. Like, you have to account for human error in any capacity, right? But it was like that day, which was actually just yesterday, that day was like just a series of bad shit that's happened. And our entire week has been a series of bad news and bad things that have happened business-wise and things that we're having to work through and try to solve. And like, that's just part of the deal. And so where I struggled yesterday with a lot of different stuff. Like, I was in tears. I was supposed to be spending the most of the day with my son elk hunting, and then some things happened, and my emotions overtook me, and I was just like, I couldn't focus on the important stuff, which was the time with my son. And so I felt like a piece of shit in that regards. But then I also felt like I needed to be at work trying to put out this fire, that fire, and blah, 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 blah. And the reality of it is all that stuff could have been handled without me. But I went into freak out mode, which is something that I really have been trying hard to work on. But there are days where I go into that mode, into that world. But yesterday was a day where if you would have came and said, hey, I'll give you a dollar for your company, I probably would have sold it to you. Like, there are days where I want to sell the whole damn, I don't even want to sell it. There are days where I want to give it away. There's days where things suck so bad that I'm like, I am done with this. I don't know, want it anymore. And I totally want to shut it down. I want to shut myself down. I want to lock myself in a hole. I want to be completely done. I don't want anybody to talk to me. Like, that was one of those days yesterday. But the thing that I have to tell myself during these times, and when things get hard at work, and when things get hard at the gym, and when things get hard when I'm running ultra marathon, and when things get hard doing whatever it is I'm doing, my thing is just keep going. Like, I have to remind myself, I'm a 40-year-old dude. I have to continually remind myself to just keep going. And just keep moving, because the only way that I'm going to lose in my business, in my life, in my health, in my fitness, in anything, is if I quit. If I quit, I'm an automatic loser. I might keep moving and lose, but at least if I'm moving, I can also create solutions to those losses and keep moving forward. Whereas if I just shut down and quit, I'm done. it's over. There's no way I'm ever going to fix any of the issues that we have. There's no way that I'm ever going to be able to overcome the obstacles, the struggles, the things like that. So I just have to keep moving. I have to keep going. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. All I know is what's happening right now. And a prime example of yesterday is, as shitty as our day started as a whole company, we just kept moving. And as we kept moving, things continually got better. We just continued to solve the problems. And with the end of the day, everybody was smiling because the problems got solved. We figured it out. We made it work. And that's just part of the process. Like, you have to just keep moving in the direction, and you have to keep your emotions in check. Because had I freaked out, which I was freaking out on the inside, like I was stressed out of my mind about the incidents that happened yesterday with our company. But had I taken this out emotionally on employees, team members, whatever, like, that's a recipe for disaster. Like, it's a hard thing to do, because I've worked for people that had something like that happen in their company, they would have lost their shit. People probably would have quit. There would have been some yelling and some screaming, and like but I've learned that that really gets you nowhere but further back. So keeping the emotions in check is extremely, extremely important. And it's one thing that has been I'm an emotional person. When things go south, like, I tend to go into freak out control mode and lose my mind. But as I've evolved and really focused on those skills of keeping my emotions in check, things have gotten a lot better within our company. Like, you have to understand that, like, people are humans and people are going to make mistakes, and I'm going to make mistakes. But the thing that we oftentimes don't help our team understand or help ourselves understand is, I just have to keep going. I have to keep moving. Like, yep, that got screwed up. That's messed up. That's a bad situation for me and my team. It's going to cost us money. It's going to cost us time today, but we just got to keep moving. And we kept moving, and we got our projects done that we needed to get done, and everything turned out just fine. We often take in retrospect, it was a small thing that happened. Like, it's fixable. And oftentimes we freak out at those things and lose our minds, and then it's a snowball effect that goes downhill. Like, I had to take time yesterday to get my mind right. Like, I had to go to the gym. I had to go do a few things that I wouldn't normally do, just so that I could get my mind refocused and get myself back into a place where I could be functional for my team. I actually had to apologize to one of my team members, because I got into a mode where I was like, hey, did this get done? This get done? We got to do this. And I got into a hurry mode, and it does them no good, and it does me no good. So I actually had to apologize and admit and be transparent. Like, dude, I'm freaking out right now. I'll be fine. I apologize, but I got to get my shit together. And he understood. And his response was, I know, man, it's stressful, but we got it. And I'm like, yeah, we do. You're right. And we do. And we did. And we got it all done, and everything worked out just fine. But we often take these really little things and make them into much bigger things than they have to be. I mean, we hit a building with the truck. The truck got fixed. The building's going to get fixed. All the hydraulic fluid got picked up. We just had to keep moving. Like, we had to keep moving, get that done, solve that problem, and move on. Like, you have to tell yourself, when things get hard, when things get difficult, when you feel like you're in a spot where you just want to throw it all away, to just keep moving. Like, Ed Milet has the book out that's The Power of One More, and I guess this kind of falls under the same theme. Like, his thing is, like, just do one more. Like, when you think you're exhausted, do one more. One more rep. One more sales call. One more. And that's compounding over time, right? So if you do one more every single day, that's 365 more reps that you got. So one more thing makes a big difference. So for me, I just like to use the terminology in my brain, just keep going. Like when I run ultras and I'm like, this sucks, I'm miserable right now, I don't want to do this, just keep going. Just keep going. Like it's a really simple phrase that you have to tell yourself in your brain. And if you continually do that, there's no way you can lose. Like there really is no way you can lose. You just keep going. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to mess things up. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you money. All that shit's fixable. Like it's fixable. And if you just keep going, the second that you back up and say, I quit, I'm done, then you're done. There's no way of fixing it. There's no way of giving yourself even a chance. So as long as you're giving yourself a chance, there's always hope. There's always something that you can do to make the situation better. So you just have to keep going. Like people that get, I struggle with mental health shit all the time. Like I'm stressed a lot. I am sad a lot. I do not find a lot of joy in things. Sometimes like I go through cycles like that. And I think a lot of people do. During those times, a lot of people fall into a deep, dark place, and I used to as well. And I would be in a dark place for weeks. But like as I've gotten older and as I've been more self-aware, I just use the term, just keep moving, just keep going. Like as long as we're going, there's always a chance that things are going to get better. The second we stop, I can guarantee you that things are never going to get better. So when you're out there working out, when you're out there running, when you're in business, when you're at your job, when you're doing whatever it is you do and shit gets hard, shit sucks, you hate it, you're mad, you're angry, collect your emotions and just keep going. Just keep moving. Take a deep breath and just keep moving. So, like, this is not rocket science stuff, but it's a technique that I've used a lot, and I've used it a lot this year in 2023 just because things have been extremely difficult in our world. But if we continue to keep moving, things are just going to continue to grow. Things are just going to continue to get better. But again, the minute we stop, we'll be stagnant. We'll be stuck in that same place. So hopefully this gives you a little bit of insight if you're struggling with anything. But whatever you do, just keep moving. Gone boy, get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be stacking that dough, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-T-I-D. Grind won't stop, hustle won't quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high-crying lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, then I